We're going to occasionally take you with us to some restaurants over the next few months. We're looking for places that teach us something about cooking and also life. And one place that caught our attention was Enoteca Maria on Staten Island. After losing his mom and sister, Joe Scaravella was missing sitting down with family for home-cooked meals. And so he created something of an oxymoron, a place to go out for a home-cooked meal. He opened the restaurant and put an ad in the paper.
It said in Italian, it said Cercasi Casalinga per cucinare regional tipical, which basically means we're looking for housewives to cook regional food at our restaurant.
That's right. At Enoteca Maria, there's no head chef. Instead, the meals are cooked by a rotating group of genuine Italian grandmas, or nonas. When he brings a nona in for an interview, Scaravella doesn't even ask him to cook.
If I talk to them for 5 minutes, I know. If they can cook or they can't cook, I know.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just get a feeling, you know? And I'm usually right on. You know, I'll ask them some certain questions, like I'll ask them what food they grew up with, what food their mother made for them. And as soon as they start saying chicken parmesan, eggplant, as soon as they start saying that, I know that it's not the right fit.
One person who was the right fit is one of Joe's newer nonas, 58-year-old Giovanna Gambino.
Trish, what am I making tonight? Where's the menu?
She's a mother of three, grandmother of three, and on the day I met her, she was preparing some of her specialty dishes for the dinner crowd.
This is a vat of something delicious. What is in here?
Okay. This is eggplant, taste it. Eggplant, celery, green olives, some capers.
That's very good.
Do you think it was delicious?
I
you
think
tried
it was delicious.
It. You know what? I kind of do things with my heart, and everything comes out delicious. I gotta be honest.
I gotta be honest as well, Gambino gave my taste buds quite a treat, especially with her own variation of a centuries-old Sicilian dish, arancini. Traditionally, arancini are these fried rice balls coated with breadcrumbs and stuffed with meat sauce, mozzarella cheese, and peas.
I did not make them the traditional way, which is with the meat sauce. What I did was I put a lot of kinds of cheeses, mozzarella, and some prosciutto. And then some ricotta as well.
So it's a cheese mix.
Yes.
Because usually it's meat, peas,
yes,
and a little bit
yes,
of cheese.
Yes, yes. But I try not to do the same thing, you know, constantly.
You know, she likes to try and mix it up. Well, Gambino learned how to cook when she was a little girl growing up in Palermo, Sicily. She was used to cooking for a big family. But cooking in a restaurant for strangers has felt different. And she kind of likes it.
Family knows. These are people I never met. So when they tell you, I love your cooking and this and that, that makes me feel real good.
Enoteca Maria has been open for 5 years now, and Scaravella says he doesn't make a lot of money from the restaurant. He does it for the homey atmosphere that the nonas create.
There's about 8 or 9 of them now. And you know, they're...
The family.
Well, I don't know how much of a family. You can't really put too many of them together, especially in the kitchen, because you see sparks are going to fly.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, despite that occasional tension, Scaravella says there's a lot of hugging and kissing that goes on at the restaurant, and usually it's between satisfied customers and the nonas who cook their meals. Joe Scaravella says there's nothing like a meal cooked by a grandmother, and you can find a simple recipe for arancini that anyone can make. At least that's what Gambino says. That recipe's at npr.org.